it's tough times down there, but it is an absolutely fantastic job because the infrastructure, the club, the training facilities, the stadium, everything about the place is there. So you come and you think, yeah, whoever's going to get it, will think, yeah, I can turn this round. And you should be able to. Everything's there. If you've got, when I say everything's there, financially, it's not, because that's been drained out of it by the last few years, really, with the managers and some of the signings, which Gary had nothing to do with, but what he's had to get rid of has affected it now.
Do you look at it when there's an international break coming, that the club have sort of viewed it and thought, right, we've got a few days here where we can act and act accordingly without really having a weekend's match to worry about?
Yeah, well, I mean, they've waited till Tuesday. I don't know why that is late on a Tuesday, when really, probably they might have been off yesterday. The first team's waited for them all to come back in and do it then. But yeah, I mean, international break, managers must be petrified now, you know, in the Championship and Premiership, because it's now the one where, oh, it's international break, so we'll sack him, because the new manager's got 2 weeks to work with the players, as if he's going to, create a miracle in those 2 weeks. But I see Paul Lambert and some foreign guy is
Jurkanovic, who took Watford up last season.
Yeah, great, well done, brilliant. Get another one in then. Yeah.
Just looking at it, the entire staff have gone as well. Would that suggest to you, Jamie, that someone's lined up and ready to go?
Oh, without doubt, it'll be in tomorrow then. I didn't know that. Obviously, if they've done that, yeah, they've got it all sorted out, and that'll be it. The lot of them, he could be in then.
Yeah, Craig Short, Terry McPhillips, Tony Grant, and John Keeley, the goalkeeping coach, have all left Rovers along with Gary Bowyer. So you would assume that, I've absolutely no idea who'll take training tomorrow, unless it's Damian Johnson and John Filan, who run the under-21s. But it could be a new manager, you never know.
No, I mean, they're probably so right. Tomorrow everybody's off with the international weekend coming up, and then everybody in Thursday to meet the new manager. Like I say, I'm a bit shocked, really. I like Gary, and I'm saying it personally, he's always there, you know, he'll always say hello, he's got no ego about him whatsoever, and I'm a bit disappointed for him as a person. Listen, Blackburn fans will say he's not do the results, I'm thinking about him here as a person, and you know, I'm sad for him in that way.
You know the results when you go into management, don't you? I mean, one famous manager once said the only thing guaranteed in football management is you get the sack at some point. And it's Gary's first job in football management, isn't it? I mean, I suppose that there've not been many more difficult jobs to go into when you consider what he has taken on.
No, and exactly. You know, what he's had to put up with, what he took over. That was the thing, what he took over, where actually Blackburn Rovers at that time was a laughing stock in football. There's one at the moment just over the Pennines who took over that a little bit, but they were the laughing stock, and people were Blackburn Rovers, wow, why would you? And Gary put a bit of stability in it, put, you know, something into the club. Listen, it's not took off this season, and we talked about it last night, consistency, and Paul Wheelock actually mentioned, but then again, if you put three wins together, or back-to-back wins in the Championship, suddenly you move up six or seven places. Now, you know, that's, he'll not get that chance now. And, like I say, it's just knocked us a little bit, actually, coming here tonight and then seeing that.
But is that the big thing, Jamie, that they didn't win back-to-back, they didn't win three in a row? A lot of supporters who weren't Gary Bowyer fans said Rudy Gusted or Jordan Rhodes, one of them was on the bench last season at times. They had a squad last season that was capable of achieving a lot more and didn't. That's the sort of argument that a lot of Rovers supporters who weren't in the Bowyer camp were feeling.
Yeah, but I think a lot of Rovers fans are still living in the Alan Shearer era, that we're going to win the Premiership and we should be up there with the big boys. Well, unfortunately, a lot of money's been squandered at Blackburn Rovers, like it has at Bolton Wanderers, and they're right at the bottom of the league. You know, these teams who are in the Premier League and battling it out there, well, it's been mismanaged, whether it's been at the top or the managers they've brought in and squandered big, big money, and Gary's had to pick up that. And, You know, I think when they look at it and see what he did do, listen, not on the field, because everybody wanted promotion, everybody wants him to be in the top six, but how he's got rid of some of the big earners, tried to blood younger players in and keep older Jordan Rhodes and develop him as a player, who's a massive asset now. I mean, Rudy Gestede goes to Villa. You know, you lose the one who's scoring 20 goals in a season, right, replace him, but you can't because you're on a transfer embargo. I mean, come on. It's, I don't know. Like, that person who said, yeah, the most inevitable thing as a manager is you'll get sacked. Probably when he were a manager, you got about 4 or 5 years at it. I was only thinking that the other day. The managers are out. You got to know them personally and everything, because they were there 3 or 4 years and they were building the club and building everything. Now, they're out, gone. They don't even put their initials on the tracksuits, I don't think. I
tell you what, North End fans will be wondering if it's their club, won't they? They play QPR, they sack their manager, and North End have got Rovers up next.
Yeah.
Who we've absolutely no idea at this stage who it will be, Jamie. I'm sure that people in India might have an idea who it will be. If you could think of someone to take over, I mean, Tim Sherwood has been given a shout. David Moyes was sacked yesterday in Spain. Is it the sort of job that could attract people who've worked at the highest level, like Tim Sherwood and David Moyes?
Yeah, because they haven't got a job. I think that's the thing. They want a job, and like I said, Blackburn is a big club, and I'm sure it will, because David Moyes' last two jobs, whatever you say, has failed. Man United, all right, people say he's unlucky. He didn't do it in Spain. He's had a year, and so he needs to rebuild himself. It might be Blackburn Rovers, I don't know, but I don't. It's just at this moment. I think they'll have somebody, Andy, without doubt. Without doubt. Somebody by, I would have thought, the end of this week, early next week, will be in place. If everybody else has gone on the staff, definitely.
We're a third of the way into the season. I must thank Chris Bowden, our friend from the Burnley Express, for this. A third of the way into the season, and a third of the Championship clubs have changed their manager.
Yeah.
Is that a sign that this year, with the television money next year, that you can finish bottom of the Premier League and get 100 million quid for finishing bottom of the Premier League? Is this that everybody is chasing that dollar now?
Well, of course they are, and that's where, you know, has it made our game better? It's made it richer, it's made the players richer, it's made the owners richer. I don't think it's made the game better. I don't think people can build football clubs anymore. You know, they're going about young players not coming through. I saw a stat this morning about in the Premier League, it's the lowest ever that homegrown players have come through. They won't do, because the managers aren't there long, or the foreign managers won't come in. So you can't build a football club. The days of Arsene Wenger when he leaves Arsenal, Alex Ferguson at Manchester United, David Moyes a little bit at Everton, have gone. That's it, because now the chairman are just instant. They see money. We've lost two on trot there. We lose today, he's gone. I'll get another one because we're all right, because I need that Premiership money. To finish fourth in the Premiership's brilliant. I mean, come on. It's the game has just gone ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.